respect. What do you think when you hear that word? Maybe you think of your father or mother, or a teacher or your elders, how we're taught to show respect to them, to honor their experience and wisdom. Maybe you think of politics, and these days, maybe that's a lack of respect. Two sides that not only disagree with each other, but don't seem to think very well of each other either. Or maybe you think about how respect can be used to oppress, how show some respect can be the tool of those who want deference without earning it through their actions. Respect is a complicated word. But not too long ago, we at the Christian Science Monitor were thinking about what we could do to uplift thought and help move society toward healing and progress. Well, what leapt out at us was respect. Why? Because in its highest meanings, respect goes to something deep in how we see the world. We can start by flipping the question around. Why would someone not be worthy of respect? In other words, why would we ever feel justified responding to someone with frustration, anger, or fear? Perhaps someone is being unkind to us, or worse, perhaps someone is threatening us or our way of life. That's a common concern in politics today. Doesn't treating those people with respect in some sense enable them? But author Alexandra Hudson has this to say on the subject. Respect is more of a disposition, a fundamental way of looking at the world and others as human beings first, more like us than not like us. By that reasoning, respect is really more about ourselves and our lens on others. Cherishing our common humanity can be a powerful first step, but to me, respect leads higher toward the revelation and understanding of our own spiritual selves and others. Now, one way to get at this higher spiritual identity is to ask, how does God view us? The first chapter of Genesis says, we are all made in God's image and likeness. And throughout the Bible, the ascending line of inspiration shows what this image and likeness looks like, culminating in Christ Jesus. So let's ask ourselves, when we look around, do we see this image and likeness? Mary Baker Eddy, in her book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, points to the importance of doing just that. She wrote, Jesus beheld in science the perfect man who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness. And this correct view of man healed the sick. Respect, then, is not about excusing someone else's actions or putting our heads in the sand. It's something different. Peter, Jesus' disciple, also said, God is no respecter of persons. The goal is not somehow to see mortal personalities and people as perfect. It is to see through the limitations of mortal sense to the spiritual substance beneath, the divine image and likeness never dimmed and never dying, our true identity. Mrs. Eddy once wrote, meekness heightens immortal attributes only by removing the dust that dims them. One expression of this humility is respect, which enables us to see the world and others as the image and likeness of God first. It helps to remove the dust from our own eyes. The disciple John said that if we say we love God but hate our brother, we're lying. He argued, how can we love a God we can't see if we can't even love the brother right in front of us? Respect is a good place to start. When we respect the person in front of us, we choose to see a different picture, one that takes us closer to the original image for all of us as the image and likeness of God.